He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 342. Interesting gadget of the day. Let's take a look at it right off the bat. If you own an Echo Dot, and that's going to look like this, right there, you probably like this. This only works with the electricity, and that's pretty straightforward. There's a mini USB jack right here, and here we have an auxiliary speaker jack that you can put your 3.5 millimeter jack in there and put the other end into your speaker, and it will sound great. The problem with these units is they sound very tinny, but the nice thing about it is they're small, they're portable. The older model, which is what I have, has a nice big volume control on it. I kind of like that. The new models don't have that. They have up and down controls to adjust the volume, but in any event, they work pretty much the same, and they're going to give you all the functionality of the Alexa apps. You can turn lights on, turn lights off, all those things. So what are we talking about today? Well, as I mentioned, two things. One, this always needs a power supply attached to it, and two, the speaker is pretty tinny in this. Henceforth, we have this Vaux, V-A-U-X, and this is what this looks like. And the whole purpose of this Vaux is to make this battery operated for 6 hours, and also to increase and enhance the sound, because this is a miserable sound, quite frankly. And it's a very simple idea. It works quite well. What's going to happen is we're going to insert this dot right into the canal here. And then on the side, they very cleverly put two cables here. One is the USB plug, which is right here, and that's obviously to supply power to the dot. And then two is the auxiliary jack that we talked about for the speaker, which connects it up to this little puppy here. So what we're going to do is actually sync this. We're going to align the jacks up here like so, and we're actually going to just set this in. And let's do that. And you're going to push this about halfway down. It only can go so far, so there it is. That's in. If you push it too far, you're going to have a hard time turning the volume control, at least on the old model, which I really like. So that's going to stick up a little bit. And then all we're going to do now is just put these jacks. As I mentioned, one's going to go into the USB port on the back of the dot, and one is going to go into the auxiliary speaker input. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay, so I have everything put together. Let's take a close-up on camera two here. And I have the flap closed, but there you can clearly see the jack for the USB is plugged in to supply power to the device. And certainly there is your 3.5 audio connector that connects the speaker to the dot. So this flap is going to close back up. And sometimes it sticks out a little bit, but it's not the best way, but who cares? So on the back here, we have two things that we need to know about. Obviously, the power port. And I've been charging this up for, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes, so it's definitely charged. I just wanted to show you that this cable, the power supply does need to be in the back here to charge this, otherwise it won't work. And again, the battery's good for about 6 hours, and it's a solid 6 hours, so let's unplug that, as we don't need that anymore. And now you're just left with the power button, which is right here. And again, if you want to connect this up to another speaker, you can do that, because they have another auxiliary audio jack here. So this is actually turned on. And what we're going to do now is operate this in the normal fashion. And let's test this out. Now, I'm going to have this on low volume. But keep in mind, there's a limiter on my microphone here, which if I should shout or hit a high note, it won't resonate. So this only can get so loud. No matter how loud this is, it's only going to get so loud on the microphone. But let's test it out. So the way this is going to work is Echo, play Tom Jones, Kiss.
Kiss by Tom Jones and Art of Noise.
You don't have to be beautiful. So it's really low right now. Let's turn it all the way up.
I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn.
echoes. You don't. Stop. So.
That was the last song. Starting over.
You don't. Echo, stop. Typical Echo stuff. It doesn't hear you sometimes. But let me tell you, this got really, really, really loud. This will fill up a 10 by 12 room easily, and even with a lot of people, it really cranks. I'm not wild about the bass, but let me put it to you this way. The sound of this Vox compared to the sound of the Dot, there is no comparison. This is significantly better, and it works really well. So straightforward. Again, you can use all the Amazon Alexa features, turn on, turn off your lights. It's portable, battery operated, about 6 hours. Let's take a look at the cost of this device, because that plays a lot into the equation, oddly enough. So here we go. This is made by a company called 9797, and as you can see here, it sells for $49.95, and it comes in a variety of different shades and colors, but they pretty much all do the same. There's no rocket science there. So let's take a look at the nitty-gritty graphics of this thing, and we're going to find some interesting things here. So if I go onto the page, let's say Amazon here, and let's just put in the Vox, V-A-U-X, and you will see that this, let's get on the page here, that this sells for the same price, $50, okay, and it gets very good ratings. It gets, 3.5 out of 5, not bad, and it's $49, but what you have to keep in mind is if I take a look now and go into the Amazon and look at the Dot, so I'm going to put Echo Dot, you're going to see that that costs a whopping $49. That's for the second generation. So in order to get to this part of life, you're going to need to spend $100. $50 for the Dot, $50 for the Vox. So it's $100. Now, the way I'm looking at this is really, if you're going to spend $100, there's a lot better portable speakers out there, the Clips being one of them, that are around $100, are going to give you significantly better sound. They are battery operated, and because of the Bluetooth connectivity, you can connect it to any phone that's out there, because they all have Bluetooth, right? So what you have to understand is the only reason you would want this, in my opinion, is if you already have a Dot. If not, I don't know if you want it. Now, there's another side to the coin. If you're going to spend $100, you can just buy an Echo, all right, which is a much better sounding speaker, but again, it's not battery operated. So I think what this boils down to is whether you want a speaker that is battery operated, and also that's going to have all the Alexa functions, turn on your lights, turn off your lights, so on and so forth. I don't know if that's a really a necessary combination. So I'm saying that if you have the Dot and you want to make it better, this is a good buy for $49. If you don't have the Dot, I don't think I would buy the Vox and the Dot, unless you wanted something that's battery operated, and that's pretty much it. Again, if this is outside, it's not waterproof. You do have to have an internet connection for the Dot to do its thing with the Alexa apps, and you can always par this with your phone on Bluetooth. So, you know, there's 6 and 7 to 1, half a dozen of the other, however you want to cut it. I'm not sure it's a great value, again, unless you have the Dot. So let me know what you think about that, and it will be interesting to see some of the responses. Now, speaking of responses, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And last week I got a really nice email from David Helson out of London, and he's been a fan of the Gadget Professor for many years, and thank you for that, David. Also, thank you very much for that nice letter. He was having some issues receiving the stream. It was buffering, and as I said, I'm changing everything around in the studio, so it's very possible that something is not configured properly yet. By the end of the week, it should be, everything should be up and running really well. So again, thank you, David, for that email. I really appreciate it, and for the rest of you out there, please email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. So have you ever been at the airport or in the doctor's office and you wish you had something to read, but you don't? Well, if you go to Springer.com, that's right, Springer.com, if you go there, you are going to find a whole plethora of all kinds of interesting ebooks that are totally free. And I assure you that you will find something that you will want to read. They have over 60,000 books that I'm aware of at this point, maybe more. They have journal books, series, protocols, reference works, all kinds of things. Right here you can see a detailed itinerary, if you will, of all the things that are available. And they've got some pretty good ebooks here that are, again, totally free for the download. So definitely check that out. Now, here's another app that I think is worthwhile, and I could spend probably a day just talking about Slack, S-L-A-C-K. Now, Slack is one of those apps that if you are collaborating or working with a team of people, as I am going to be doing at NAB and as I've done in the years past, everybody on my team has the Slack app, and it allows you to talk to the individuals, to write just to one person or to all the individuals or two or three, whatever combination you want. You can exchange photos, pictures, videos, all kinds of things, media related, are available on this Slack app. So everybody on the team knows exactly what's going on as it's going on. It also has the ability to integrate with all kinds of social media. So if you put up a video or a photograph, it will go right out on the Twitter feed or whatever you want. In addition to that, what I love about Slack is it easily integrates with all these other apps: Google Drive, Giphy, Trello, Simple Pull, Dropbox, Twitter, Google Calendar. I mean, you get it. But there are about 50 or 60 additional apps that seamlessly will integrate with this Slack app. So if I have a bunch of photos, I can easily from Slack just select Dropbox and dump all those in, or the videos or the documents, whatever I want, because of its seamless integration. So there's a lot of really cool things that this does. And if you're looking for an all-around great app to collaborate with, this is definitely it. Slack. And then you'll go into the auxiliary apps that interface with this. And again, it's probably one of the best apps out there for that, as far as I'm concerned. And again, it's called Slack, S-L-A-C-K. Now, here's an app that I've spoken about before, primarily for the Droid operating system, but I am actually using Launchy right now on my PC. I have a ton of icons on my PC. I use Windows 10. We'll talk about that in a second. But I'm just typing what I want, and this thing finds it with, you know, I don't even finish typing the word out, and bang, it finds the software that I want. So I'm enjoying this. It's totally free. Check this out. It gets rave reviews from pretty much everybody. CNET likes it. Lifehacker enjoys it. And the Gadget Professor likes it. Totally free, and it's cross-platform. So if you're working with Linux or some other crazy thing, you'll get this to work with that. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm actually using Windows 10. And Windows 10 is actually a real pain in the butt since they started with their updates. It drives me crazy. It's always updating. It's very nosy. It wants to know everything, and it sends back data and tracks what you're doing 24/7. And I hate that. Therefore, you have to take precautions using Windows 10 to essentially shut off what you don't want it to be snooping around with. And again, I hate it. So what we've come up with, or not we, but O&O Software makes a great app called Shut Up 10. I didn't make this up. That's the name of it. It's called Shut Up 10. This is a free anti-spy tool for Windows 10, specifically for Windows 10. And what it's going to do is it's going to allow you to adapt your security settings, protect your privacy, control locations, control window updates. It will not pass your user data on if you don't want it to, so on and so forth. And it's very easy to use. There's a video here right on the page, O&O Software, that shows you how it works. But it's almost self-explanatory, because here's the menu, and this goes on forever, and it will allow you to control every single function of Windows, particularly in the reporting area and the snooping area. And you can turn on and off the sharing of handwriting. Can you imagine it's actually tracking if you're handwriting? Handwriting error reports, inventory collector, camera login. Every single thing that you do on Windows 10 is recorded and sent back. So this will stop that in its tracks. I really like this app, and I urge you to get it. It's totally free. There is really no reason on the planet, if you're using Windows 10, why you wouldn't want this and want it put in immediately, put it on your operating system. Okay, Here's two new apps, relatively new, that I use from time to time. One's called PryBot and one's called Polisys. They're made by the same company, but PryBot will allow you to essentially chat with the robot, with PryBot, and it will tell you all about the privacy policies of a particular website. So you're going to log on to a lot of websites and you're going to get the information and all is fine, but you never know what they're what cookies they're doing, what they're tracking, and all kinds of crazy things. And Polisys is a similar thing, but this will give you a whole synopsis of what the policies are in one fell swoop. So I like these two apps, and you know, you're saying, what do I need them for? Well, did you ever go to a website, and let's say you're looking up how much a camera costs, and you're just looking for information, and you get it, and that's it, and about a week later, you get an advertisement or an email saying, hey, Joe, the camera ABC is on sale now for, instead of $100, it's $99.99. So you wonder how that got there. Is that by chance? No, it's not. The site that you were on tracked you and actually got your email address, all the stuff it needed to send you a corresponding ad to what you're interested in a day or a week or whatever it's programmed to do. So that's why you really want to check out with both these apps, both PryBot and Polisys, what is going on. So again, one's called PryBot and one is called Polisys. And they do work very, very well. No question about that. Now, this next app is an app that is just a no-brainer. Everybody should have this app. I have it. My kids have it. My family has it. It's a mobile app. It's totally free, and it's called Zello. And that's Z-E-L-L-O, not Zillow. Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. And this is an app that essentially redefines what walkie-talkie is all about. This will allow you to talk with 1,000 of your best friends or more anywhere in the world. All you need is a Wi-Fi connection. This app is totally free if you're using it for personal use. And it's a push-to-talk app for mobile devices and PCs. So if you're on your PC and you want to talk to someone in China, you can just go on the PC, use a microphone within the PC or an auxiliary microphone, click on your button there, and it will allow you to talk to whoever it is that you've selected. This is available worldwide. Wherever there's a Wi-Fi or data service, this app will work. There's two versions. One's free for personal use, and there's a paid version for work. I use mine for personal. But unlike walkie-talkies, there is absolutely no limit to how many users you can have on a channel and also how many channels you can have. So it's really quite the app, 120 million users worldwide. The free Zillow app is a global social radio network. Connect with people anywhere, singly or in groups. Join public channels or create your own. And you can click on learn more and it will go in and tell you all kinds of things. Unlimited uses for family, fun, learning, or in emergencies. It's really a nice app, and I would definitely urge you to look at it and put it on your phone, and also have all the people that you know and love have that too. Now, we talked about a little bit about you know, privacy and cookies and things like that, and there's a lot of things that you don't realize. One is that a lot of your if you're using your camera and your microphone on your laptop, it's very possible that malware has got on there and also turns that camera on and off, even though you didn't want it on or off. And there's been a lot of situations. Now, if you go on the internet and Google this, you'll find that there's a lot of information on this. Same thing with the Alexa. That's on 24 hours a day recording what you want. You can go into the settings and change all those things. So here's an app called Oversight. This is primarily for the Mac, but this is a Mac. What it is malware frequently is put onto the Mac system. You don't know it, and it will turn your camera on and off unbeknownst to you. Not a cool thing. Oversight monitors a Mac, its mic, and its webcam, alerting the user when the internal microphone or camera is being operated, and it will pull up a little screen. You could see it right here. Video device became active, FaceTime HD camera built in, or if you had a remote camera, it would tell you that also, and you are able to allow or block it, and it won't go on until you click allow or block. So this is a great free app if you're using the Mac. Again, there's no reason on this planet why you shouldn't be using that. It's a great app. It works real well, and it uses very little resources. So it's something, if you're in a dorm or whatever, you may want to definitely check that out. It's called Oversight. Objective-C is the company that makes it. So there you go. This next app is called Clarity Money, and it's a budget planner. And one of my subscribers actually asked me to check this out, and I never heard of it before, but it's pretty good. This is a free app you can get in the App Store. And what I like about it is this particular app, it's your typical budget app, but what it does is it will find things that you don't use often that you're paying for. It will find and cancel unwanted subscriptions to things. It will also point you to coupons on certain things that you're buying or certain types of technology that you might be buying. So it's a little bit more interactive than the typical app that you would find for budgets. It's called Clarity Money. It's totally free. There's about 15,000 people using it right now, and it's 4.5 stars. So definitely a good tool. Now, this next app is one that I have found myself really needing. I don't know about you, but I've been getting a lot of just insane ads and pop-ups lately on my phone, and I've never had that before. So this app is called OneBlocker, and it's definitely better than an ad blocker. If you notice here on the right, on the left-hand side of the screen here, this actually gives you a menu of about, you know, 15 different items that you can block. You can block ads, you can block trackers, you can block EU code notices, block comments, block anti-ad blocks, ad blockers, block Twitter widgets, all kinds of things. Block the face time widgets, and you can turn those on and off at will. I like that. The other thing that's very cool about this app, and I haven't seen it on any other iPhone apps, is the ability to actually take an ad on the website, click on it, and then it will block that forever. So it's very controllable, if you will. You can interface with this and set up as much protection or as little protection with ads as you want and pop-ups. It's totally free. And it works really, really well. No question about that. So check it out. It's called OneBlocker. OneBlocker. And that, fans, is going to wrap it up today. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I will see everybody next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.